It's just a few weeks ago that we had Ben and Giselle Znot Barson here with us playing. And we've got a couple of Ben's students with us to kick off Youth Express today. We're going to start with Brendan Stillwell, who's 13 and a student at Cannon McMillan High School. He lives in Cecil Township. And then after Brendan, you're also going to hear from Kate Hardy. Both of them have alto sax. Kate also is going to play a tune on piano. She is 13 and a student at Peters Township High School. And we're going to get started here. Youth Express presents Brendan Stillwell. That was a terrific Brendan Stillwell, backed by Ben Barson on maybe a Hammond. I'm not sure what it was, quote unquote. Ben, step up to the mic. I just want to learn a little bit. First of all, I kind of recognize a little bit of the melody of what you were playing. What was that based on a jazz composition that I should know?
I was playing O Prevav by Charlie Parker.
I thought I should have recognized that. When did you get into sax? When did you decide?
When I was in the fourth grade, but I really wanted to play since I was around 3 years old.
How so? How did that happen?
I think I just heard a Kenny G record.
Do you like Kenny G today?
Yeah, he has... Some of his stuff is good. I like some of his stuff.
Yeah, who do you like as jazz sax players?
Charlie Parker, Cannonball, David Sanborn.
Mm. Good taste. Anybody you want to say hello to or give a shout out to?
I'll say hi to my dad and my mom and my sister.
You're a terrific player. Have you thought maybe about music as a career?
It's possible.
What else? Any other like aspirations or
I still don't know what I want to do, so that's... I'm only going into ninth grade.
Yeah, so
I have time.
Lay off, would you? No, it's early. You're right. I'm just teasing. I mean, I still don't know if I know what I want to do, and I'm sure you get asked that question. Well, you didn't seem like you didn't want to answer, but I mean, you get asked it a lot, though.
Yeah.
Why really, it's great to have you here. Are you doing anything interesting this summer at all?
No.
Kind of relaxing while you're playing?
Well, we're having saxophone camp next week at the Music House.
That's pretty cool. What's that going to be like? Is it 5 days a week? Or?
Yeah, 5 days, 12 to 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I think based on the way you're playing now, it seems like music's going to be part of your life forever. It's really great to hear you play. We're going to get ready to have Kate. Kate, are you going to play sax first and then piano?
Piano first.
So we'll have you head over to the piano, I guess. Is that right? Our choreography
yeah, that's,
here.
That's correct.
And I'll talk with Ben a little bit. You've got to be really proud of the students you've got here and what they're doing.
Well, they're terrific. Brendan played the melody of Opry Va, which is like da 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 da, but then he improvised the middle 2 to 3 minutes there.
Yeah.
And, he was basing his improvisation a little bit on solos he's learned of Charlie Parker and other people, but then he also put in his own sounds and his own soul into it too. So he, for someone who's 14, not 13, I apologize, Brendan, you keep growing faster than I can count. For someone who's 14 years old, it's pretty impressive.
Well, wait, Brendan, what is your career path? You're 14 now, man.
Let's go. Now the question is valid again. It's pretty remarkable that he and Kate are both very adept improvisers. It's something that is not, I mean, there's adults that Giselle and I work with who don't have that experience improvising.
Well, and that is an incredibly valuable skill for musicians as well. That's one reason we do this program live. I want it to be live. It keeps me alive, for one, but it's also just fun, and it creates this environment for interaction with another human being. It's one of the reasons I like jazz so much is it's always going to be different, right? No matter what happens. And if you go to hear jazz, you are part of that equation,
exactly,
too, as the audience.
Yeah, the expression is you're only as hip as your audience. That's what we used to say, or I used to hear.
We got Kate all set to go. Now, Kate is heading over to the Keys. She's from Peters Township. She's still 13, 14. Okay, you both have aged since Ben sent us notes, but that's okay. We also appreciate your coming in this morning on somewhat short notice. We had an opening we wanted to be sure to fill. We'll talk with Kate after she plays. I think she's all ready to go. Here is Kate Hardy.
We know full well there's just time. So is it wrong to dance this line? If your heart was full of love, could you give it up? Cause what about angels? Yeah.
That was beautiful. Tell me about that song.
It's a song from The Fault in Our Stars. It's by Birdie.
And you must like it. That's why you chose it. You have a really beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Do you sing in choruses or groups at all?
I sing in chorus, and then I take lessons from Giselle, and I like musicals and things like that.
Did you sing when you were a little girl? We heard Brendan talking about wanting to play sax when he was 3. What about you?
Yeah, I was told I was singing before I was talking. So
I've heard that about other kids too. How did you? I think playing and singing at the same time is hard. Was it hard to figure out how to do that?
At first, yes, but once your hands get into a rhythm, you just kind of, you don't really think about it. It just kind of comes.
Have you thought about writing songs?
Not really. My sister does that, but I like making my own spin on already written music.
That's a nice thing to do with covers. Is a lot of folks will do covers identically, the same exact arrangement and almost the same stylings. And it's nice, I think, to put your own spin on it, like you said, and to make the song your own. Anybody you'd like to say hello to or shout out?
I have a lot of family in Colorado who's listening.
Well, let's,
so.
If you want to mention them by name, by the way, you can text us 412-200-5975 if you want to shout back. Who are they?
My cousin Sam, and then my Aunt Laura, and my Uncle Andy, and then my grandparents.
Well, that's great. I'm sure they're tuned in. They got up a little early.
Yeah.
It's not that early there.
And then in Ohio, my other grandparents, and it's a lot of family.
Well, that's great. Is that your mom out
yeah.
there? Yeah. She bears a little resemblance, or you bear a little resemblance. Well, great. Thank you. Now, you're going to get your sax out, I think, for the last selection you're going to do. I believe, Ben, step up. Is there, we're up to the 3 of you now?
Yeah, sure. Do we have time for Kate to do one more?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then we can do the group. Cool, right on.
Yeah, I would love that. Kate, what are you going to do?
This song's called Fix You. It's by Coldplay.
Excellent. I'm glad you can do one more. That's fantastic. Once again, I'm especially glad because we got the Colorado contingent listening here in Ohio. Here's Kate Hardy.
But you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something that you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be worse? Lights will guide you home. Your bones, and I will try to fix you. Just what you're worth.
at your bones, and I will try to fix you.
You really have an amazing voice.
Thank you. And it
must be awesome to work with Giselle.
Yeah.
I can imagine she's beaming with pride. And now we're going to rearrange you all. Kate Hardy was who you heard, by the way. She's going to grab her saxophone from Giselle Zanot. And Ben Barson has his sax, and Brendan Stillwell is back in the picture. By the way, there's a picture of Kate and Brendan up on our Facebook page if you want to see what they look like. And the three of them are going to be playing together. And then coming up in a few moments, we have a Pittsburgh Concert Society artist Rebecca from Franklin Regional is going to be playing flute. It's an afternoon for or a morning for wind instruments here. Ben, what are you guys gonna?
Okay, so I just want to mention we're from David's Music House.
Oh, yes, yes.
In 10-11 Waterdam Plaza in Cannonsburg, Peters Township, we have a jazz camp coming up next week for both voice and piano and saxophone. So feel free to check out davidsmusichouse.com for more information about that. And we're going to be coming up with a last piece by the jazz musician, composer, Fred Ho. And this is called All Power to the People. And it's a nice little anthem here, and it's a great song. And you're going to hear Kate Hardy take a saxophone solo followed by Brendan Stillwell. And hope you enjoy this piece.
Yeah, and let me just add that I know he is your mentor, and how great it is that he's mentored you and you're mentoring a couple folks. It's wonderful.
Trying to keep the circle alive. So, but they're doing such a great job. It's very easy for me.
Here we go from David's Music House. We got Ben. And we got Kate and Brendan.
Thank you.
Ben Barson, Brendan Stillwell, and Kate Hardy.